I guess it harkens back to my own background. I was with a company that sold curling supplies basically throughout the world, and I had attended numerous Tankred events, and probably as long ago as a couple of years ago, I would just jokingly say to the guys in the club, "Hey, you know, guys, we need to put on a Tankred here. We're the right scale to do that." And we chat about it, you know, after a game over a beer. And eventually, I had a chance to talk to the people at Curl Ontario, and I mentioned it to them that we'd be interested. And so that started discussions, and they came to a site visit about, I guess, about 4 or 5 months ago now. And they were impressed with what they saw in terms of the community, the hotels, the accommodations situation, and also the Plex. They felt that from a scale point of view and a layout point of view, it would be quite appropriate for this event. So that's how it evolved.
Doug, was the Plex the biggest selling point or the most prominent asset that you had to showcase to get the OCA to really open their eyes to Port Elgin?
The Plex had to be of a scale that would accommodate this event. And of a scale, it can't be too small and it can't be too large. You want enough size to accommodate, you know, the 1,500 people. But at the same time, you don't want it so large that when the TV camera scans the audience, there's all kinds of empty seats. So we were appropriate sized. And I guess just the layout of the Plex, too. They seem to be impressed with that. When they took a look at the ice-making facilities in there, they were quite impressed. I guess I can't say I'm a technical wizard with this kind of stuff, but apparently the ice-making plant there is quite advanced.
We're with Doug Flowers, who's the chair of the steering committee for the 2022 Ontario Tankred, coming to Port Elgin beginning February 6th next year. What's been the reaction now that the news is out? And I'm sure keeping this a secret in Sogging Shores was difficult at best, but it was kept fairly muted. What's been the reaction early to the fact that you'll be hosting?
We've been very pleasantly surprised with the reaction so far. We've had quite a bit of media reaction to it. At the same time, we've had probably about 10 people come out of the woodwork just yesterday saying, congratulations, can we be involved from a volunteering point of view? We had one chap contact us from the bubble in Calgary. He lived in Georgia, but he's moving back to Southampton, and he contacted us right away and said, I want to be on the volunteer committee. So it seems to be getting good play everywhere.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, a final question for this session, Doug, and I'm sure we'll talk to you lots in the year as we get closer and closer to your Tankred. Is that the number one priority going forward, is to build your volunteer base, or is there another step that needs to be accomplished before you move on?
Building a volunteer base is very important right now. What's also important is getting our sponsor packages in place, as we speak, we're working on that, and we'll be contacting our potential sponsors within the next month or two. Those are probably the two high priorities. I guess the other main thing we have to do right away is get a logo in place. So we are talking to some professionals about doing that imminently.
Am I wrong in saying you've got 1,000 things on the go?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We have, it's quite a large project, and we're coming to the realization of how large it is as each day goes by. But I'm sure it'll be a bit like we'll climb up a bit of a hill initially here, and then after that, we'll be, once we get our committees in place, it'll be smoother sailing.
And finally, Doug, if somebody wants to help, if somebody wants more information, if somebody wants to be a part of this, is there a number, is there a website they can visit?
They can, at this point in time, they probably best to just contact myself. You have my contact information, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then as time goes by, they will be able to go onto our website and volunteer there. And what we are doing at this point in time is collecting a potential volunteer database, and we will be contacting that database within 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, Doug, first and foremost, congratulations. I think this is big now, and it will be very successful a year from now. All the best going forward.
Okay, thanks, Fred. I appreciate your interest.